on any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Bill Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on October 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an egg controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. The egg controller not start the net at 9 p.m. still has not done so after a couple of minutes. Please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
Good evening, Bob.
KD2AIC.
Okay, we've got KD2AIT, Jeff, and M2PFM, George. George, what's going on this evening? How's your day?
Well, good evening, Bob, Jeff, and everyone on the net from the mountainside in Watson, where the temperature is 67 degrees. I just dropped a degree. After a range of 61 to 77, and had beautiful sunshine most of the day, and had a shower this early, late afternoon, and now it's raining hard, and I think it's just starting to let up a little here now on the mountainside. So that's the temperature here today. Did some more work there. That pickle water battery is still working fine. I let it go a day, tried it out again, and starts that other vehicle up fine, no problem. So I wouldn't trust it in 30 below zero, but at least the idea does work for sure. Probably mash up some more junk mail and make some more firewood logs out of it. That seems to work fairly well too, though I haven't burned any of them yet for obvious reasons. Oh, that's about it. We had the Cream Cheese Festival today here in Lyleville. And didn't get to it because I had to go up and see Mother. A few things I had to take care of there with her at the hospital and all. So that's about how the day went. We'll say God bless and 73, that's 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, sounds like you're having fun with that battery solution there, and it seems to be working for you. Real test, I think, is going to be when it gets cold, and it probably will do the job for you anyway. I hope it does. And as for the cheese festival, I hope you enjoy some of their fine cheese. I know we made that trip up there one time, and it was a lot of fun, very enjoyable. And one of the things we like is that the squeaky cheese, I don't know what they call it, but anyway, that one was good too. It was from one of the local cheese places up that way. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. You have a good evening. And we'll move along to Jeff, KD2AIT. How you doing, Jeff?
Good evening. This is KD2AIT. We're doing pretty good. We just got done with dinner here, and we're kind of chilling out. We're going to play a little cards. And we see on the radar there's a big line of storms coming in here, maybe an hour or so, or an hour or 2 hours, somewhere in there. It's right on 81 now, and heading east. So probably Jack up there is getting it right about now. It looks like a pretty big front, but you know how that goes. It could look big in Syracuse, all of a sudden just peter out before it gets to us, but we'll see. We're watching it here on the radar, and right now we have 64 degrees up here. I don't think we're going to fire up the wood stove unless the temperature drastically changes between now and a couple hours from now, but we'll see. Anyway, KD2AIT, back to net control.
All right, Jeff. Boy, I'll tell you what, your signal is really crystal clear, full quieting. Sounds like you're at home, so that antenna work you did definitely wasn't in vain. Works out great. Yeah, I think the weather is playing games with us here, but I think we're all going to get a share of it. And you're right, I think it is coming from Jack's area there, and I know we had a downpour here for a while, and it tapered off to a light rain. I don't think right now it's doing much of anything, but I would expect we're probably going to get some of that movement coming this way also. So, well, thanks for checking in, Jeff. You have a good evening, and well, I'll tell you what, you got to be real pleased with the results of that antenna. It's working great. 73, and you take care. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins.
KA3TFP, I'm under powering up through the echo. No comment, KA3.
Okay, Bill, I believe that's you, KA3FPM. I got a little breakup on your signal there. It might be something with the weather causing it, but we'll give it another shot there. I'll pause for a little bit and see if we can get back through a little cleaner.
AIT, KA3TFB, we'll be doing. No comment on my end, able to understand anything. Just check in, say hello, and we'll be listening. B, listening, over.
Okay, Bill. Well, you got through quite clear that time. A little bit of fringe to it, but, yeah, I got the call mixed up. KA3TFB, always glad to have you check in, and thank you for doing that. 73, and yeah, if you get an opportunity later, you can jump back in there again. Maybe that storm will help you out a little bit. I don't know if that's causing a problem or not. Okay, this is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, Echo Link System. I'm also having a hard hearing too for some reason.
Okay, Kevin, yeah, I noticed it was kind of falling apart there a little bit too on your signal, and I think it might be the Echo Link itself. I'm not really sure, and don't know what the answer is on that one, but yeah, I hope maybe it's not weather related, but that's always a possibility. So, give it another try if you like, and we'll stand by for you.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, it came in and broke away right after you made the announcement, so maybe it's not working too well this evening for some reason. Okay, well, 73 to you, you and Bill also. Always glad to have both of you check in. And we'll move along and see if we can get some additional check-ins. This is N5AOW. Well, my day went relatively smooth today. I started out with a little bit of a moving around, cleaning, and throwing out, and doing a variety of different things upstairs in the garage. Been trying to get to that all summer long, and I finally made a point to just taking the time to do it. Started it yesterday and worked at it again today, and I'm making good progress. My God, I made some room up there. I got, like I said to Jeff earlier, a 30% improvement on room, but then again, I hadn't put away the summer things which are going to go up there, so all that wasn't in vain. At least I'll have a place to put them in there now. Seems like, you know, the more you collect, the more you have, and the more you have to deal with. I guess if that's the way to put it, it just seems like it's always extra work. Work in the spring and work in the fall. But that's the way of it. So anyway, with that, we'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is M5AOW. Okay, well, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank Bill, Jeff, Kevin, and George for checking in this evening. And everyone have a fine evening. 73 to all. And 5 AOW clear.
K3FBM.
Calling.
It's just me. I just wanted to see if I could direct out of this repeater, and I'll see if we... Be clear.
I just can't hear, buddy. Not hearing. The Echo Link system.
Is there anybody out there? Over.